This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Halloween 2020 has its own creep factor. Hopefully there won't be another like it. In lieu of costumed parties and merrymaking, many are hunkering at home with a bowl full of Reese's peanut butter cups. Maybe that's just me. Actually, what I'd prefer is those candy corns with dry roasted peanuts. Oh my goodness. Okay, today I thought I'd share the differing opinions as to the origin of this celebration of Halloween. For my purpose, I'm going with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, also pronounced Samhain. These people celebrated the new year on November 1st as the end of summer and harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter. Celts believed that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. On the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain when it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. Through the years, traditions were brought to America through European immigrants, and the celebrations changed in a number of ways. Between 1920 and 1950, the centuries-old practice of trick-or-treating was revived. Trick-or-treating was a way for an entire community to share the Halloween celebration. In theory, families could also prevent tricks being played on them by providing the neighborhood kids with small treats. A new American tradition was born. Well, in a normal year, Americans spend an estimated $6 billion on Halloween, making it the country's second largest commercial holiday. Americans are also the ones who started using pumpkins as jack-o'-lanterns, or jack-o'-the-lantern. They were originally carved out of turnips. In Europe, all sorts of vegetables were carved to create lanterns for night watchmen. In the U.S., we set them on our front steps to keep away evil spirits. Sounds like a plan this Halloween. And it's also a full moon tonight. Check out my website, gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.